And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Mark Winkler is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that literally with the world. His new project is called Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. We're going to let you guys know a little bit later in our program how you could actually get the album for yourself. But Mark, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey,
good afternoon.
Really good. Hey, glad you could join us today, Mark. Again, congratulations to you on the release from this summer, Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. We'll be actually hearing music from the project a little bit later. But, Mark, what has it been like for you to not only been on this musical journey, but to be able to see the way that other people are responding to the music?
Well, it's very gratifying. You know, I feel music is communication. And I just did my CD release party at Catalina's on Friday night, and we had a full house, and people really enjoyed the new songs, and it's very gratifying because it wasn't always that way, Cyrus. You know, when I started out, I've been doing this a long time. When I started out with my first CD release party in 1987, it was a lot different. It was not so good. So, you know, we all grow and we all learn along the way, and, you know, that's part of the musical journey.
Right, exactly. And as I said, you've been able to take your listeners along for the ride. You know, could you have imagined, Mark, you know, it's one thing for you to love music for yourself, but could you have imagined that you would have people that enjoy your work so much and look forward to each new project?
Yeah, it's, you know, I often think to myself, I love music so much and singing that even if I didn't have any talent, I probably would be doing it. Luckily, I do have some talent, so people like it, but I really am a big music fan, and not just my music. I'm a fan of other people very much. I'm going to go and see one of my favorite singers Friday night at the Bowl, Gregory Porter, and I'm a big fan of his. He's a wonderful jazz singer, songwriter, so I'm a fan.
Yeah, you know, and I think that is the other part of it, too, is that you are a supporter of other music. You mentioned, of course, the talent. When did you first realize that talent for yourself, Mark?
Well, I came from a family of singers. My mom was a singer with the big bands, and my aunt was a singer, too. So on every Friday night, my family would get together, and my mom played really good piano, and they wouldn't let me sing at first because there were so many people wanting to sing. But about the time my voice changed, when I was 13, I got a chance to sing. And that was about the first time my Aunt Shirley said to me, "Wow, you've got a really good voice." And she was tough. You know, if you weren't good, you know, my brother, I have two brothers, and one of my brothers loves to sing, and he's not very good. And they told him that pretty quickly. So, so when they finally told me, I remember I was 13 years old, and they said, "Hey, you're pretty good." So that was the first inkling that maybe I had a career going.
Wow. And now here you are being able to have music that the world can enjoy, Mark.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've gotten used to know that something that you created that is so personal is now available for people that you've never met, have never seen, but definitely appreciate it?
Well, you know, Cyrus, it's a constant joy. One of the great things about the internet is that people from all over the world can really connect with me and connect with the music. And some of these people let me know, and they'll write me an email, and they'll go, you know, somebody just wrote me an email and said, "I played one of your songs at my wedding, you know, and it's my husband's favorite song." And, you know, that means a lot to me. It never grows old when people connect to the music that I put out. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I know you would do it anyway, Mark, but does that
yes.
make it even more satisfying when you know that
oh, yeah.
it is appreciated that way?
Oh, yeah, it makes it really satisfied. You know, I started out as a singer, and then pretty quickly when I was in my, around 18, 19, I became a songwriter, a lyricist. And for the first couple of years, I really wasn't very good. And I took classes, and I got better. And now I teach songwriting at UCLA Extension in Los Angeles. And that's another wonderful thing I do is I watch these people, you know, get better, you know, learn the craft of songwriting, learning the craft of, you know, there's the craft of singing, the craft of songwriting. And I always say to anybody, yes, the love of it is very, very important, but try to get as good as you can at what you do. Try to learn as much as you can about what you're doing. And I'm still learning every day.
Is that what keeps it something that you find enjoyable, Mark, knowing that every day can be an opportunity to learn something different and experience something different musically?
Oh, yeah. That's the great thing about music, is that you can't stay, nothing stays the same. And, you know, if you're trying to duplicate what you did yesterday, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I always try to figure out what I already have goals for myself, you know, for the next year of what I want to accomplish in my music. And I try to get better at what I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that people have definitely been able to see. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Mark Winkler is our guest for this segment. We're talking to him not only about his musical journey, but also his new project out this summer, Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. I mean, when it came to selecting the songs for this, you know, 11-track project, Mark, how difficult mm-hmm. was it for you?
Well, I had done two albums before this. One of them was a tribute album to one of my favorite songwriters of the 60s, Lauryn Nero, and the other one was a project with Cheryl Benteen of Manhattan Transfer, where we did a tribute to West Coast Cool, the music of the 50s. So by the time I got to do an album with some original songs on it, I had a lot of them to go through, so I picked the very best of my original songs. And then I never like to do only original songs. So I picked songs that I loved or were brought to me that I thought were really great. And because I'm a lyricist, the big criteria for me is the lyric has to be really good.
Right.
Sometimes you like a song, and then when you start learning the lyric, you go, oh, that's really bad. You know, or, why did they say that? But you know, when I did I Wish I Were in Love Again, which is a Rodgers and Hart song, Lorenz Hart is one of the greatest lyricists, so it was so much fun to sing The Conversation with the Flying Plates and The Faint Aroma of Performing Seals. You know, those are great lines to sing. So it's always about, you know, the craft of the song if it's really good.
Well, Mark, tell us about the first song that we're going to hear here, My Idea of a Good Time. How did it come about?
Well, you know, it has an interesting story. I wrote it with a very talented writer, Greg Gordon Smith. And he is a wonderful piano player. I met him a couple of years ago, and we got together, and he said, you know, I have this song that I wrote for a project I did about 5 years ago, and it was a jazz album for Justin Guarini, who was the first runner-up on American Idol. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, he's actually really good. So he said, Justin never did it, and let me play it for you. And he played me the song, and it had a killer groove. You know, the song has it swings. But I didn't like the lyric. I said, gee, the lyric goes somewhere where I don't think it should go. Can I rewrite it? And he said, sure. And I rewrote the lyric. He had the great title, My Idea of a Good Time. So I rewrote the lyric, and that's how the song came to be. But it's owed a little bit to Justin Guarini and American Idol.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity for sure. Here is My Idea of a Good Time from the new project by Mark Winkler, which is called Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. Stay with us listening to Conversations Live.
That I dream too much. My head up in the clouds, I'm out of touch. When life is just the same old grind, I know a place to leave my cares behind, where I'm King Kong and the world's in my palm. All swinging through That's my idea of a good time. Yeah. You know, it's always in some book. Something said, hold on, take another look. That girl has got a secret page. I better make my move before she makes her getaway. We're on the run. You ride shotgun. Just fleeing from the scene of a perfect crime. I guess that's my idea of a good time. It's a game two can play in a world of our own. What is real, who can say? We'll find out on the way. Fly to places
That was Mark Winkler, of course, with the single My Idea of a Good Time right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Mark today, not only about that song, but also about the project that it's a part of. It's called Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. A lot of great music is on this project, Mark. And as we talked about earlier, one of the things that's made it a lot easier for people to find out about you is because of the Internet, just like they can go to our friends at Amazon.com and get not only the hard copy of the CD, but also can get it digitally as well. I mean, you're on social media like the rest of us are. What has that been like for you to have that instant feedback with your listeners?
You know, it's a double-edged sword, social media. I really love it. I love the communication with the fans. But, you know, Cyrus, it takes up a lot of time.
Right.
And I'm pretty good at it. You know, I have a pretty good profile on social media. But it takes up time, you know. And so basically I like it. I really love people getting back to me and letting me know if they like the songs or, you know, stuff like that. So it's good in that way.
Exactly.
It's just
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it definitely can take up that time for sure. So for you, I mean, like I said, there's so much, you know, great music on here. I mean, is that
part of
the excitement of this project and those that will come, Mark, is that you're able to share what is a lot of hard work, what is a lot of passion, that you're able to share it in those 4 and 5 minutes through these songs?
Sure. You know, the great joy I've had and the great reward for me is the incredible musicians I work with. You know, I live in Los Angeles. So, you know, on the song you just heard, I had a guy named Mike Shapiro playing drums, and he plays with everybody from Sergio Mendez and Herb Alpert to Burt Bacharach, and he was on the Rio soundtrack, and he's an incredible drummer, and Dan Lutz, who's on every album, he's a fantastic bass player, and my keyboardist, Jameson Trotter, is fantastic. So these guys make it worthwhile, and it's so much fun to get together with them and to work out the tunes.
Well, the second and final selection we'll be playing here, and if our listeners want to get more, Mark, they have to actually get the project. They can do that. But Your Cat Plays Piano. I mean, tell us about that song.
Well, you know, I have to admit, Cyrus, I watch cat videos on YouTube, and I also watch dog videos. And one night I was watching a whole series of them, and it came to me. I thought, oh, you know, that would be kind of cute I started thinking of the story of, you know, when I was a young man, I was in a musical, like a Hair-like musical, and there was this girl who was like Janis Joplin, and she was wild. And we spent one night together, and it was one of the most interesting nights of my life for many reasons, but one of them was I was so normal next to her, and I've written like this song 3 different times, and the 2 other songs that I wrote about, Crazy Mary was her name, never got on an album, but this sort of was about that night. She was that kind of girl. She had scarves and incense, and she howled at the moon. You know, she was just a wild girl. So I thought, of course this girl would have a cat that played piano. So so that's of course, you know.
Yeah.
And she probably did.
Well, another great song, again, from Jazz, and other 4-letter words. And again, it is a part of an amazing project. You guys have to get it for yourself. Here is that song for yourself. We'll be back with our final moments with Mark right after this. Stay tuned.
Things about you, baby, I like. For example, when you wake up and say good morning about 12:45, and I got this thing for your dancing eyes, I can tell a lie. It's the way I feel so cool with you when we're all alone and the moon is high. Thing I like the most is when your cat plays piano, mostly on the black keys. And I can swear he's a jazzer, 'cause he will not play the melody. When your cat plays piano and I hear you singing along, it's all so amazing how you seem to know just every little note to his song. As for your funky little pad, what's not to like? I'm hip to your collection of records playing on the old hi-fi. They're mad for your abstracts, though I can't say I understand why you got this collection of slinkies on the green nightstand. And though I can't say what your poetry's about, I know it's very deep. Never know just what you're gonna do when the incense burns and the scars come out. Thing I like the most is when your cat plays piano, living out his 9 lives. like Monk or Mr. Parker. Although I hear some Charles Ives. When you got less piano, and I hear singing along, it's all so amazing. How you seem to know just every little note to his song. You were born a couple of decades too late. You would have been a sweet chick, a beatnik, sipping coffee at the village gate. Your cat, well, he would have been a beatnik too, sitting there, lapping up his cup of joe, snapping his paws to Pete Rugolo. He brings such cool to the place, a reincarnated Baba, no doubt, with a feline sense of space.
That was Your Cat Plays Piano right here on Conversations Live from the project by Mark Winkler, Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. A lot of great music, as I said earlier, Mark, on this project, and it's available for our listeners to be able to get, again, through our friends at Amazon.com, but also through the other online retailers like CDBaby.com, as well as others.
Yeah.
How can they stay connected with you, Mark, and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Sure. They can go to my website, markwinklermusic.com, or they can go on Facebook/Mark Winkler, or tweet me, @Mark Winkler. So, please stay connected.
Definitely. We've already tagged Mark both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find him there. Mark, again, congratulations to you on this summer release, and looking forward to staying connected with you and having you back on the program.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Same here. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link and listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.